With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's podcast episode is going to be a little bit different. But, I mean, for the sake of vibes, let's still roll the intro. What's up, my friend? You are listening to the Chillpreneur Podcast, the number one place for rule-breaking entrepreneurs to learn how to build a standout personal brand and a kick-ass business without having to hustle their life away. Get ready to be inspired, have a laugh, meet some extraordinary guests, and of course, get your excitement high with some epic dancepreneur party vibes. Okay, so I realize that I say okay so a lot, but honestly, maybe it's just one of those triggers to my brain to start talking, specifically when I honestly feel like I don't even really know what to say. I mean, I have a lot to say. I know there's so much that I want to say to you. There's so much I want to communicate, but it's almost like I don't know where to start. So I'm just going to ramble. I'm just going to talk in this episode today. The thing that I want to talk about is creative burnout. I have been someone who has essentially taken a lot of my personal pride from the fact that I haven't burnt out. You know, I have been doing what I'm doing for an extremely, extremely long time. I started doing social media marketing as a side hustle in 2013. I started my YouTube channel in 2014, of which at the time I was, you know, working in a corporate environment, if you will. I mean, I was in the call center, so I wouldn't say my job was necessarily corporate. I was studying. I had other side jobs. As I said, I was doing social media marketing on the side. And such a big part of my message to everyone, such a big part of why I wanted to create a company called the Chillpreneur Company, was because I really have, like I said, just been super, super proud of the fact that I felt like I found a formula. I felt like I found a formula to avoid burnout, to avoid hustling and pressure and a lot of the things that take away the joy from starting a business, from being a content creator, from all of this magical stuff that we have the privilege to be able to do and create online. You know, it will never ever cease to bewilder me that somebody can open a laptop one day, just literally start talking to that laptop, to a camera, to a phone, and that message that they have inside of them can not only be spread around the world and impact people that they would never have had a chance to impact, but then have the potentiality to build themselves an empire, which could lead to a completely, completely different life than would have ever been imagined in any other time period of history before. I feel extremely, extremely grateful every single day for this business that I've been able to build. And the fact that, like I said before, I feel like I had found a formula for avoiding all of the issues that do come, not all of, I won't say that, but to deal with so many of the issues that do come along with this type of business. And I really thought I had started an almost anti-movement against so many of these issues. Excuse my phone going off. This is just a super, super raw podcast. The dog's gonna bark, the phone's going off. I'm drinking a glass of scotch because, you know, we're having a super casual chat. But what comes with feeling as though you are going against the grain, you know, feeling as though you are standing up for something, feeling as though you are an ambassador for a certain message or a certain mission, is a lot of guilt and a lot of shame when things don't go in accordance to that plan. You know, like I said, I started the Chillpreneur brand the way that I've shown up on the last couple of years is so much messaging and accountability and passion towards helping women to start a business that doesn't lead to burnout, that doesn't feel like they need to sacrifice every single thing that makes them happy in order to make themselves money. You know, I feel like through my processes, and if you go back to the first episode of this podcast relaunch when I talked about the philosophies of being a chillpreneur, those things for me are my truths. You know, they have been the thing that allowed me to, again, you know, since I've been doing this, what, almost 10 years now. And as a matter of fact, I will say 10 years because I walked into my first marketing class in 2010. So the study of business and my mind being focused on all of this stuff, it has been over a decade now that I've been doing this and quote unquote grinding, if you will. But again, it doesn't feel like grinding or hustling to me. It just feels like passionately pursuing something that brings me so much joy. And if you reflect back on that episode, you know, some of the things that I was sharing with you about what the philosophy of a chillpreneur is, it by no means being lazy or not doing anything. It means avoiding unnecessary stress, overwhelm, pressure, burnout by being encapsulated and engaged with what it is that you're building and creating, what it is that you came to do. It's about feeling so inspired by the fact that you have the opportunity to share a message and to build a business and to create content and to impact people, that engagement and passion and joy avoids these unnecessary feelings of pressure and the overthinking and the overwhelm. But the reality is that, like I said before, when you do really attach yourself to such a strong, and I'm going to say quite controversial message, and not necessarily that my mission of like, you don't have to burn yourself out to start a business is controversial per se, but it does go against what so many people have expressed to be the secret of success. You know, I watch things like Impact Theory and Gary Vaynerchuk and Tony Robbins, and it's all work hard, work hard, work hard. Everything is work hard, work hard, work hard. And again, I'm not saying in terms of output that you don't need to do anything, but I feel like so many of the counter messages to what I'm saying out there is all about, you know, make sacrifices. You know, you have to put pressure on yourself. You have to hold yourself accountable. It's going to be tough. I remember watching a Marie Folio interview where she talks about what the real work is not showering for 4 days. And I'm like, fuck that. Take a fucking shower. Like, you don't have to sacrifice showers, eating, social activity, friendships, relationships in order to be successful online. Not in the way that it's set up and structured for us today. I mean, you could post a 30-second reel, go viral, and all of a sudden have brands reaching out. Like, there's so much opportunity to do this in a way that doesn't necessarily involve, again, making it your only thing. But here's the thing. I have been really struggling lately. And the reason for this is that because I'm so passionate about this message, you know, and I can be a little bit, not an asshole, but, you know, a little bit of like, I can be really intense about it sometimes. I can be really intense about how talking about creating content on the internet, it shouldn't be that hard. It's not that difficult. Just show up and do it. Just talk to a camera. Just have a conversation. Because that is what I truly, truly, truly believed. But the reality is that over the past, I would say, maybe 3 months, 2 months, 1 month, I don't really know, I've lost all concept of time. Everything that I personally have believed in has been really difficult for me. And like, to admit this, it feels, like I said, extremely shameful. It feels very hard to do. But I do feel like I am experiencing burnout, creative burnout. Now, I will say, I still 100% believe in my mission. I still 100% believe in my message. There is not an ounce within me that under normal circumstances do I feel like you are going to lead yourself to burnout by doing something that you truly, truly, truly love necessarily, right? The circumstances of which I am, not just me, lots and lots of people and all of us to a certain degree, but particularly for those of us here in Melbourne, are experiencing, they aren't ordinary circumstances, but even logically knowing this, even logically knowing that what has led to the way that I'm feeling at the moment is so unnatural and so far out of my own control, I'm still feeling so incredibly shameful that I can't just push through. So today, the 11th of October, is day 252 of lockdown here in Melbourne. And it's been tough. I'm not going to lie. You know, it's been tough for everyone. I mean, the last 2 years have just been tough for everyone around the world. And every single person has their own personal journey, their own personal circumstances. Absolutely, I by no means, like, am naive to the fact that there are so many people so much worse off than I am. I think about that every day, and that obviously adds to the guilt as well. But here's the thing, you know, spending such a long time in isolation, and, you know, for those of you who don't know, I live alone. I, at the end of last year, went through a breakup. Obviously, I spent the first year in lockdown with my ex-partner, and obviously this year I have been living alone, which is, for me, the first time in my life that I have ever lived alone. So stepping into this new quote-unquote life of mine, being single and all these things, at the start of the year anyway, it was very, very shocking is the word. No, I don't know. It was difficult to then be like, okay, you're living alone for the first time, but you're also going to spend every single day, all day by yourself inside your house and not see or talk to anyone. Over exaggeration, obviously, we can go for like walks and things, but for the most part, spend most of your time alone. You know, everything that you're going to go through, hard times, sad times, you are going to be alone. You're not going to be able to go see your parents. You're not going to be able to go see your friends. You're going to sit there and you're just going to deal with it. And that was really tough for me. I'm not going to lie. That was extremely, extremely tough for me. I don't want to make this whole entire podcast just talking about how much lockdown sucks, because that's not the purpose of this podcast. Trust me, if you know me, if you've been following for a while, I of course have lessons. I have things to share. There is an intention behind all of this. But I just wanted to, I thought for myself this would be an extremely cathartic experience where I could just share how I was feeling, share what I was going through, share my process for managing the situation and working through what's going on right now. And then, you know, hopefully for anyone who's, well, particularly for anyone who is in Melbourne and still is in lockdown, or for anyone else who's just going through a tough time, just going through a time where you just feel like there is, everything is out of your control, then, you know, hopefully this episode helps. But yeah, so the hardest part of, I guess, all of it, and I think what's led to this quote-unquote creative burnout, and when I say creative burnout, I'm using that very intentionally, because my understanding of burnout, again, it's not something that I have experienced myself, is burnout is a very physical experience. It's extremely mental as well, but it's a very physical experience to which, you know, some people do get to the point where they need to just rest. They need to be in their bed. They need to just take time off. They may get sick, run down, and there is no option than to just completely stop all activity. That hasn't been the case for me. You know, my energy is great. I'm still really enjoying my training and, you know, still able to experience what I can, you know, whether it be go for a walk or, you know, spend time with who I can, or just the small things that are available. Like, I'm still very much able to function in life. But the hardest part has been, and sadly for me, my absolute favorite thing to do in the world, which is create content. And again, this is why it's such a weird and awkward conversation for me to have, because I'm so passionate about pushing the narrative that you need to enjoy content creation, if you want to start a digital business, like, you should love showing up online. And don't get me wrong, this is a very cyclical conversation that we're having here, because there have been periods, even over the past 10 months, where we've been in and out of lockdown, where I have been vibing so high. I just did this incredible, incredible launch of a program called Influence Vibes. And throughout that period, I was like, honestly felt like on top of the world. But what has been met on the other side of these, you know, few weeks or months of such high vibes has been such low crashes. And I'm an extremely introspective person and curious. I'm not someone who, you know, just likes to accept when I'm feeling a certain way. I like to self-coach. I like to figure out what the issue is so that I can fix it. I'm a problem solver. I think that is honestly like one of the most important characteristics as an entrepreneur is to fix things, right? I like to fix things. I like to fix my problems. I like to fix the problems of my clients. That's why I have a business. I am a solution focused kind of person. And so I have been doing a lot of introspection as to why I've been feeling like this. And what I'm feeling specifically is I'm feeling so much resistance to creating content. I'm feeling so much resistance to showing up online. Every day I wake up, again, cyclically, but every day I wake up and I feel like I have nothing to say. I feel like I have nothing to offer. I feel like I know logically all this incredible stuff around productivity and mindset and confidence that I can talk about online, but it all feels really empty. It feels almost redundant for me to be having this conversation. And I had a bit of a breakthrough today, and I guess that's part of why I wanted to record this podcast in particular. But I think the biggest thing that I realized was that whilst I am pushing this narrative and this message of, you know, you don't have to burn out, you don't have to put pressure on yourself, you don't have to sacrifice your entire life, you can still be individual, be yourself, you don't have to give up your identity in order to be taken seriously online. Like, I believe all of that stuff, like I said, with my absolute heart and soul. But why do we do all of this? Why am I so passionate about helping women start a business, about helping women to become badass bitches in their lives and make decisions and trust themselves and back themselves to become queens of their own empire, of their own life, for one word, and that's freedom. You know, yeah, such a big part of my mission is initiation of change. I think women can change the world. Women have changed the world in the past. And a big part of why I want women to build platforms and to, you know, impact people and have influence is because I want women to change the world. I want women to have a voice. I want women to take whatever's happened to them, the hardships, the pain, and turn that into purpose, turn that into a mission. You know, I hope by even me sharing this today, like, it helps someone. If it helps one person, I'll be happy, because that's what influence does. When you can take your own pain, when you can take your own experiences and learn and grow from those and share those with other people so that they can either get through their experience quicker or not even experience that pain at all, or lessen that pain, like, that is so beautiful. That is, like, to me, the purpose of life, us all just helping one another, sharing our experiences with one another. You know, so many incredible things have come from women having a platform. So many conversations have initiated change over time. Whether it be like the women's movement, right? It wasn't one individual voice, one political stance. No, it was the voice of millions of women demanding more, demanding equality, that allowed us to vote, start businesses, you know, all these different beautiful things. It was enough people were woken up to the injustice, if you will, of that particular situation or the inequality of that particular situation, and enough voices initiated change. And that was back then. Like, look at it now. Look at the fact that we have these, like I said, the privilege to do this on social media. Like, we can open our laptops, open our phone, share our thoughts, share our research, share our experiences, And we can literally broadcast that message to the entire world. Like, that is so incredible, and that has always been such a big part of my mission. But the other thing, and this is from my own personal experience, is freedom. Like, I just want women to be free. I want women to have financial freedom, not because I give a fuck about so much of what, you know, the coaching industry is based on, like these arbitrary milestones and stuff. And I know I talk about it and share them. It's just like, I know it inspires and motivates people. And specifically when I share the backing of my story of where I came from and what I've done to get here. But the 10K month for the sake of the 10K month or the six-figure year, like, it doesn't matter. Like, none of that matters. And it's so contextual, right? Every single person's version of financial freedom based on where you live in the world, what goals and dreams you have, your family structure, like, success financially looks different for everyone. You know what I mean? And I feel like we need to also, this is just a side note, by the way, I feel like we all need to just stop striving to put all these pressure on ourselves that we have to achieve certain things. Or like, if you don't have a six-figure business, do you even have a successful business? Of course you do. If you make the amount of money that you need to make to be financially free for you, then you are successful. But I want to help women make money. And the only reason why I talk about money is because I want to inspire women that it's possible for them to make money that is going to lead to their version of financial freedom. And what comes with freedom is choice. They can choose to live their life in the way that is going to light them up. And when you are living a life that lights you up, you are such a better person and you're in such a better position to be able to help other people as well. And I'm not even just necessarily talking from a philanthropic effort, of course, being able to make donations, start foundations and impact even with your business. Maybe your business is an impact-driven business and it solves a problem that is really, you know, on the path to helping change the world. Even whatever side of the spectrum, small or large, it doesn't matter. But just having that freedom of choice in your own life. And again, like, this comes from my own personal experience. Like, even in my previous relationship, the fact that I was able to just get up and walk away because I was financially secure. I was financially free. I didn't have to think about, I don't have a house, I don't have a place to live, I don't have options. I had every option. And I had so many women message me after me sharing my story on YouTube around the end of that relationship and, you know, talking about they didn't have those options because maybe their partner was the breadwinner or, you know, even more sadly to me, like some cultural reasonings behind not being able to leave their relationship. And you know, there's so many reasons why so many women don't have the choice to live the life that they want to live. And a lot of it does have to do with financial freedom. But beyond that, freedom in starting a business, and not even just necessarily starting a business. I mean, obviously the business side of it has, it's the freedom to have a voice. It's the freedom to have a choice. I want to empower women to have the freedom to do whatever it is that they want, whatever it is that is going to make their life extraordinary. I have the words "be extraordinary" tattooed on my arm because that is what I feel like life should and can be. Whether it be taking that dance class that you've always wanted to take, whether it is starting that hobby, learning that language, traveling to that country, you know, again, like leaving that relationship, starting that business, buying that dog, whatever is your version of happiness and joy, I want whatever I do here online to be the representation of that. I want you to be successful so that you have the freedom to do, have, and be every single thing that you want. And this is where I feel like my quote-unquote creative burnout has come from. I have tried my absolute hardest to every single day lean into gratitude. I really have. But I think the hardest part is being that such a big part of what I want to help people to achieve is freedom, and living in a state where it feels like the total, total opposite has just caused such resistance for me to show up. You know, I feel so far from being free in my life at this point in time. You know, just to describe, you know, what the lockdown kind of looks like here in Melbourne, for maybe people who don't know, the lockdown that we're in right now is actually our sixth lockdown. As I said, we've experienced 252 days of hard lockdown. That means, what a hard lockdown means is we are not able to leave our house except for 1 hour a day. We're not allowed to go beyond 5 kilometers. If we do leave our house, we obviously have to wear a mask, and the only place we're allowed to go is to, like, just for a walk or to the grocery store. You're allowed to meet up with one person for a walk. You can't go into anyone's house. Again, you can't leave 5 kilometers for the most part. And that's it. That's pretty much it. No, nothing. Nothing is open. No restaurants. No, like, for takeaway, yeah, but you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. You can't see anyone. And again, I really, really still am so incredibly grateful for the position that I'm in with my business, with my health. Everyone I know is healthy. You know, I completely, completely empathize with anyone who has been affected by the pandemic, lost loved ones due to the pandemic. But, you know, even, and I do not want to start a political conversation here. I'm begging that nobody messages me about this. I'm just going to say how I feel. But, you know, even here in Australia, like, we are now going through our vaccination rollout, and it's either you get vaccinated or you don't live. We're going to open everything up. And if you're not vaccinated, you don't go to a pub, you don't go to work, you don't see your friends, you don't see family, you don't go outside. That's so, again, I'm not against it. I'm not someone who's necessarily sitting here, other than the fact of, I don't know, like, side note, I don't know if, maybe you can message me about this, but I don't know if anyone else has been getting, like, weird ass periods. That's a different story for a different day, but anyway, that's not what I want to talk about here. But, you know, it's just, it does feel like a lot of our freedom has been stripped from us, our freedom of choice, our freedom to live, our freedom to experience for such a long time. And for me, that has been the reason why I've tried everything. I have really tried to show up, to be as high vibe as I possibly can. And there have been days where I absolutely have been high vibe. But I think the biggest disconnection for me is, like, all I want from people, for people, for such a long time, I haven't had for myself. However,
dun, dun, dun.
I always try to learn from these experiences. I really do. And when I said before that this has been a very cyclical kind of situation for me, although what I'm about to share with you for this particular circumstance hasn't been everlasting, it hasn't fixed it, it has for sure helped it. And so I want to share with you all of the little things that I have been doing to manage, to still show up, to whatever degree I possibly can, because nobody else is going to do this work for me. No matter how quote-unquote dire the situation is, it is still my responsibility to build this business. And I share that from a place of love, because we all have reasons not to do the work. We all have reasons, whether it be, again, on any side of the spectrum, whether it be things are going on in our lives which are causing a decline in our mental health, or, you know, a period of, for me, I just feel lost, I feel stuck, I feel confused, specifically around my period, I feel extremely anxious, I feel lonely, I feel extremely, extremely lonely. Or on the other side of the spectrum, you know, we don't have the time, we don't have the resources, we don't have the skills, whatever, I don't want to say excuse, but whatever reason there is not to do the thing not to show up, whatever's going on in your life, unfortunately, nobody's coming out and handing out tickets and saying, hey, I get it. I get you're struggling. Here's some success. You know, here's a little boost. You don't have to do the work, but here's a little, you know, I'm going to maintain this for you. It doesn't work like that. I wish it did. I wish I could help people when they were struggling. I wish I could do their business for them, but it doesn't work like that. And so if you have chosen to start a business, some type of personal responsibility to, I don't want to say fix yourself, but to tend to yourself, to take care of yourself enough so that you can just do the thing, is so incredibly important. And that's why I wanted to share this episode, and I wanted to share this story with you, so that I didn't want to sit here and just complain about lockdown. I wanted to share how I was feeling, because I know that people have noticed the inconsistency in the way that I'm showing up. I know that there's been periods over the past 3 months where my energy has been exploding through the roof and people are like, you're so magnetic. And then there's been periods where it's like, peace, I'm out. I can't show up. I don't know what to say. I do show up sometimes. I mean, here's the thing as well. Another reason why I want to share these lessons and the things that I have done specifically is because I don't actually, and I've learned this more than ever, but believe in just pushing through, you know, tend to yourself first, because creating from that dark place, if you will, I think is a huge waste of time. And I realized that last week. I was just trying to push through. I was going to do 30 reels for 30 days and, you know, I thought that would help, and everything tanked. You could just feel. I could feel my own energy was just not there. And such a big part of art, of content creation, of conversation, of all business is your vibe, is your energy, is how people, is the resonant reception that people get, the emotional reception that people get, because you want to be there, not you feel like you have to. You know, when you show up because you want to be there, because you're vibing high, because you're having fun, it is electric. It is extremely magnetic. And, you know, when you kind of just push through and show up, even if you are really, really, really struggling, a lot of the times that content will not be received in the same way. And so I realized that, like, I can show you the periods where I've been like mentally struggling the most and the periods where I've been like really good over the past few months specifically. Because, by the way, this lockdown that we're in it was supposed to be a 5-day lockdown. And we're officially on this particular lockdown of like day 95. And so this one has been for sure the hardest, absolutely, because again, it's just so long. It's everyone, like this whole city just feels just at the end of their tether. Everyone you speak to is constantly, everyone I speak to who lives in Melbourne, it feels like they're on the brink of tears constantly. And like, that's the other thing as well. It's extremely difficult not just to go through like this yourself, but then to see every single person around you struggling. And for myself, like the reason why I have a business in the first place is because I want to help people. I truly do care about people. And then, you know, to see the people that you care about most struggling so much, that just makes it so much more difficult as well. But like I said, it's just about taking that personal responsibility. You know, it's about accepting the fact that, not accepting the fact, but just, this is just where I'm at. I decided to start this business, you know, and to build it and to grow it is 100% my responsibility. Now, I don't want to take away from the emotions that I'm going through, but I have to have a strategy. You have to have a strategy to get yourself back to where you need to be so that we can live in that chillpreneur state, you know, with enjoying content creation, enjoying showing up, enjoying just building something extraordinary. And so here's the things that I've done, right? The first is the basics. I know that when life seems to start feeling like it's slipping away from you, so do the chores. And I know this sounds ridiculous, but we tend to get a little lazier. We tend to get, our environment tends to suffer. And if you're in one of those states where you feel like you're creatively suffocating a little bit, start with your environment. Start with your environment. Clean your house, do your washing, go do a bunch of meal prep. Like, get those basic needs met first. Your environment, your security, your home. Like, if we think about Maslow's hierarchy of needs, like the basic needs, we can't get to a place of creativity or self-actualization without first tending to those basic needs. And that, for me, was such a big thing. Like, I was feeling so overwhelmed and stressed. And honestly, I spent today just cleaning, I had freaking probably honestly like 10 loads of washing that I needed to do because it just, you just can't be bothered. Like, start with your home, start with your environment, get yourself, like, redo your creative space. In my Influence Vibes course, I talk about your creative corner. You know, set it up, just change things around, change the environment, move the stagnant energy. Like, that for sure helps to just reignite that sense of like security. And then find gratitude for your home, for your environment. Like, go around your house, like, look at your bed when you wake up in the morning and you're in bed. Be like so grateful for your bed, for the food you can eat, for the fridge that you have, for the roof over your head. Like, try to sink into that experience of refreshment, but deep gratitude for your environment. And again, get that basic self-respect, self-care act met first before trying to move on to anything else. Like, the next thing is you have to start reaching out for help. If you're in a state of, again, like anxiousness or, struggling with anything, the worst thing that you can do is isolate yourself. And honestly, I'm gonna just totally expose myself here. This was the most difficult part for me. Even recording this podcast, like, I don't even know if I'm gonna still post it. I'm gonna have to just like literally sit here and just drink my scotch and just stare at the wall and contemplate. But this is really difficult for me. And I've sort of shown up and talk little tidbits here and there about this whole entire experience. But I've always really found a lot of significance in being tough. Like, being, it is what it is, Just, she'll be right, mate. And being strong, being there for everyone else. And a lot of the time I do deflect, when people who care about me reach out to me, I'm fine. I think the only person I really am truly, truly honest with is my mom. When I'm struggling or when I'm going through something, I am one of those people who's like, I will pull myself together before I talk to anyone. And that's why for such a long time, with my channel, I know I've gotten a little bit better this year and I've shared probably 2 or 3 times like that I am struggling, and all of those times are extremely difficult for me. But I am really someone who's like, I will never let anyone see me cry. And I know I was just crying before in this podcast episode, and again, it's probably why it's hard for me to show up in this way. But I think I realized more than ever this year is that, like, if you're going through something, the worst thing you can do is suffer in silence. Like, the absolute worst thing that you can do is suffer in silence. You need to get it out. You need to talk to people. Whether I post this podcast episode or not, it has been one of the most cathartic things that I've done during this whole entire lockdown. And I know it's getting really long, but getting it out, having those conversations with people, reaching out to people. I've really, really been trying to get better at this, and I'm really, really fortunate that I have absolutely incredible people in my life right now. My good friends, my new boyfriend, who has been so incredibly helpful as well, my family, and this community as well. Like, every single time I have shared this vulnerable side to me, it has been met with so much love. It's actually insane. And I was so afraid to, because I'm like, people are gonna think I'm weak. People are going to think I'm complaining. even recording this podcast, I'm like, I already kind of talked about the fact that I was struggling 2 months ago or a month ago. I'm not going to talk about it again. I'm just being complaining. But you have to get it out. Like, you have to just feel supported. When you feel supported, it shifts something within you. It takes so much of the weight off. You don't have to carry that weight alone. And there's so many incredible people out there that you can just lean on. Lean on when you need them. When it comes back to then, well, okay, that's great. So I've got my home sorted. I've divulged some of my emotions. How do I get myself back to the point of showing up? I want you to think of it like this. I want you to think of it about, you first need to get yourself to a point of neutrality. And that's why expressing yourself, taking care of yourself is so important first. You know, when you're in a state of despair or grief or loss or pain, trying to then go to joy and passion and high vibe, trying to make that leap is literally trying to jump from like a hole in the ground, like a gully, to the top of a mountain, right? You're not going to climb a mountain from being in a gully, from being in a hole in the ground. Just nobody can do that. You first got to get yourself to level, to neutral. You know, get yourself to just at least an emotional state of okay. Like, I'm not sad. I'm not great, but I'm not sad. You know, I'm fine. I'm just okay. You don't want to stay there, but that's where you need to get yourself to first. So the third part of that is really just taking care of yourself. Health, fitness, nutrition, sleep, all of these things, the basics. Again, I know it seems silly, but like my workouts, feeding myself right, all of these things have been so integral to those times where I was able to show up. Like, just having the respect to truly, truly, truly take care of myself gets me to that neutral state where then I can start the climb. So having an emotional outlet, taking care of your home environment, taking care of yourself is the first part of that. And the second part of it, and this is just, again, this is just what has worked for me, but I'm going to call it, you need to find a momentary muse. Now, usually what I say is the biggest fuel to your creativity is your mission, you know, your vision, what you want to build, what you want to create, like reconnecting with that every single day. For me, in this particular circumstance, that felt way too heavy. You know, it really did. It felt way too disconnected. Like I've shared in this podcast, I was so disconnected from what I want. What do I want? I want women to be free and I want to experience the world. Literally, like, I know I can still empower women to be free, but not feeling that way myself, it's hard. And then all the things that I want to do, it's like, I almost got to this point with business, I'm going to be honest, where it's like, what's the point? Like, what's the point? What's the point in showing up? What's the point in launching things? What's the point in selling things? I can't do anything. I can't celebrate. I bought a house today. Like, this is such a weird thing to say, but like, I bought a house today, a house with a whole bunch of blocks of land, like as an investment property. And it doesn't feel anything. It's weird. I feel extremely uncomfortable even sharing this, but it's just like to kind of express the, I guess, emphasis of the way that like this lack of freedom feels. Like, I, you know, I'm someone who just loves to celebrate. I want to be with friends. I want to be with family. Like, today I bought a house and I'm going to record this podcast and take my dog for a walk and eat some dinner, some leftovers that I have from the weekend. Again, I'm making that sound so much worse than, like, so much more sad than it sounds. Like, it's really cool. I'm really grateful that I have that opportunity, but it's just a very weird situation. So the vision that I have, like that big picture vision, like felt almost like too heavy a little bit. But then, so what have I been doing specifically to get back into that creative state for those moments is finding momentary muses. And what do I mean by that? It's really finding something to give you a creative dopamine rush, something exciting, something that's going to ignite some curiosity, some passion, some motivation. And they say motivation's fleeting, and that's why I'm saying this isn't necessarily a long-term strategy. The long-term strategy is dealing with the issue. You know, what is causing your anxiety? What is causing your ruts? What is causing the hardness going on in your life? Maybe it's a breakup. Maybe, you know, you and your partner had something going on, and obviously time will heal that. Maybe you lost a family member, and time will heal that. So like the actual fix for your creative burnout or for not feeling like you can show up is generally going to be time. For me, it's the same thing. It's time. I just got waited out. This can't last forever. And hopefully we are on the home stretch now. But you know, the healing generally does happen with time, but the issue needs to be fixed. Whatever the issue is, whatever's causing you to feel the way that you're feeling needs to be fixed in order to actually get back. But in the meantime, thinking about us taking responsibility, I think that using some type of momentary muse, momentary motivation to get yourself, even if it's just for a couple of days where you can, you know, smash out some creation, feeling reignited or re-inspired by something. For me, there's been lots of different things over the lockdown. Trying on new styles. Like just this week I went like full baddie mode, and I know that like made me feel better. Just getting re-inspired by my Pinterest board. You know, music. Like following a new person online. Like I found some really cool people on TikTok, and it doesn't last forever, but for that moment, whether it be like in the that girl trend, like it inspires me maybe for a couple of days, and I hinge myself to that. I use the motivation that I get. Like it's about being super self-aware as well, because it's about when you do have that almost like you're at neutrality because you're taking care of yourself as best you can, but then at that neutral state, you have some kind of like creative rush or motivational rush. Maybe a lot of people would just ride that out. They just allow that motivation to naturally die off. It's about taking action in that moment of motivation, you know? And then sometimes what happened, like for me with the influencer vibes, like I found a lot of motivation because I was just like, you know, I bought myself a DJ deck and I was like listening to lots of DJs, and I don't know, I just got really, really into this whole like, let's impact the world and stuff. And like that, so the DJ deck and like, you know, just rewatching the Steve Aoki documentary and this kind of like, that was the creative muse for that particular moment in time. But that actually then led into the creation of a course and a project to work on. And that was exciting. So it was like that rolled into a new sense of momentum. Of course, when all of that finished and the motivation from the DJ decks and all of that like died off, if you will, of course, then I went back to, because the situation has not been resolved, I went back to that state that I was in before. But that was a long lasting one. That was like six weeks maybe of like feeling really good, feeling really inspired, showing up, doing amazing things, and being able to produce and create and sell and being inspired. And that's probably when my vibe was at an all-time high, if you will, for the year. And so like one of these momentary muses led into momentum. But again, when all of that did go away per se, of course it was kind of like returning back to that natural state that I had been in for most of the year. But music, conversations, people, like just finding things that are going to even momentarily motivate you enough so that you can keep some sense of frequency with your business, with your content creation, with your life, I think is so incredibly important. But not relying on these things to fix the situation. The only thing that's going to fix a situation is fixing the situation. And again, my situation in particular, I hate calling it my situation, it's not my situation, but like our situation, the situation of Melbourne, is completely out of control, which also adds to like the lack of freedom here. But time, just riding it out and trying my hardest to get myself to that state as best I can. So taking care of yourself, taking care of your basic needs, making sure, I mean, I could ramble on about like self-love and all of these things. Of course, that's a lot of the work I've been doing as well. But I think I talk about that a lot. I wanted to be really honest, and it maybe not seem like a perfect formula. And maybe a lot of people being like, that's shit. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to find motivation from, but I just wanted to share my experience. I wanted to share what I've been doing. And again, even if it helps one person, I wanted to talk about, it's okay. Oh my God, this is going to sound so corny, but it is okay not to be okay. And that's the thing that I have learned most this year. And it's okay to be vulnerable, and it's okay to share things that you're going through. And it's okay to reach out for help when you need it as an entrepreneur. And again, like, I feel a lot of fear in this because I, for some reason, have always, and this is not just in business, this is since I was a child, have always prided myself on being strong. But we're not always supposed to be strong. And we're not always supposed to have everything figured out. And everything is not always going to be okay. No matter how much success you have, no matter where you're at in life, you're going to go through things because that is life. Things totally out of your control, like a 252-day lockdown, or, you know, a passing of a family member, or things in control of you just maybe letting your habits slip and getting yourself into a bit of a rut in life. Like, things are going to happen. And I think the biggest thing is you've just got to give yourself grace. That's the biggest thing I'm learning as well. You just have to give yourself grace, and it's okay. It's okay, like I said, not to be okay. It's okay to take a step back. It's okay to reevaluate, reassess. You do need to take responsibility for your success and show up as best you can and find these formulas and systems that work for you. But it all works in harmony with one another. Anyway, I think this is like a 7-hour long episode. I don't know. I've got it on bars and beats rather than time, but it feels really long. So if you did stay to the end, I thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly appreciate you. I love you so much. It's mind-blowing. I'm just so incredibly grateful for this community. The end is in sight. Like, I know that in the next month or so, things are going to start opening up here. I'm going to get myself back. I'm still going to, you know, spend the next few weeks like using my motivational muses or my momentary muses and doing the best I can. But I have some really exciting projects on the horizon. I've got so many other things, so many other ways that I want to help you all connect and to express my mission, express my message. And like, I know there's a quote unquote light at the end of the tunnel, but I really wanted to explain myself, share my story, share my message, talk about why I've been so infrequent, explain myself, I guess, but just share it so that if you're someone who maybe looks at someone who is successful and thinks, oh, they never struggle, they never go through anything, you know, I want to call bullshit on that. And I know that maybe I should have shared more or could share more. I still think I'm pretty honest and open and vulnerable, but I don't want you to ever look at me and think, you know, if you're going through something, that is any reason why you can't be successful, because such is life. Sometimes it's hard, but you can still have absolutely everything you want in it. All right. I love you, and I will see you really soon. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.